You're listening to the Hope Hop Podcast with Lonnie Barker.
Hope Hop, that's what it is. Let it take hold of you. Hope Hop, that's what it is.
Peace and blessings to you. I am your host, Lonnie Barker, and you're listening to the Hope Hop Podcast. Today, we're going to talk about a very important and necessary subject. It's well overdue. This is something that I believe every individual on the face of the planet is in need of. What is that? I'm glad you asked. It's self-care, caring for yourself. I truly believe it is an honor and it's a privilege to serve other people. I think it's a noble thing to do. It's great to be selfless and to take care of others, to give others a helping hand, to help those who are less fortunate. I'm a proponent and I'm a believer in that. At the same time, I think it is even more important to care for yourself for so many reasons. You spend more time with yourself than anybody else. Now, I know that's an obvious statement, but sometimes you need to be reminded of that. So since you spend more time with yourself than anybody else, would you agree that it's important to take care of yourself? Because think about it. It is very difficult to pour from an empty cup. And I know I'm not alone when I say this, but many times we give and give and give and take care of other people to the point where we're depleted and we experience deficits emotionally, physically sometimes, and even spiritually. So today we're going to talk about taking care of self. I want to give you a definition of self-care. It's very simple. Self-care is the practice of taking action to preserve or improve one's own health. Another definition says this: self-care is the practice of taking an active role in protecting one's own well-being and happiness, in particular during periods of stress. We live in a self-centered world. Let me say that again. We live in a self-centered world. We do. Think about it. I don't know when it first started or when it was invented, but every day people take millions of selfies. So many people have this look at me mentality. But at the same time, are we truly taking care of ourselves? I've had the opportunity to go speak to young people all around the country and going to elementary schools, middle schools, and even high schools. And one of the things that I try to embed in the minds of the young people that I have the chance to spend time with or talk to is by telling them to every day declare to themselves, I am the best me in the whole wide world. Nobody can beat me being me. That is such a profound truth. Nobody can beat me being me. There's absolutely no one on the face of the planet just like you. When God made you, He took His time and created a unique individual unlike anybody else on the face of the planet. Let me go a little further. Your fingerprint, your very fingerprint, is a demarcation of your uniqueness. There is nobody else on the face of the planet that has the same fingerprint as you. You are special. You are unique. You are chosen by God to be you. Why not take care of yourself? I'll be right back after this.
You're listening to the Hope Hop Podcast with Lonnie Barker. Daily inspiration with real, relevant, and relatable topics on love, relationships, life, and more. The Hope Hop Podcast.
You're listening to the Hope Hop Podcast with yours truly, Lonnie Barker. And today we're talking about self-care. I'm going to give you some examples of self-care, because self-care is just not taking care of your mental health. Self-care is just not making sure that you dress a certain way. self-care is just not being physically fit. No, there are a lot of other examples of taking better care of yourself. It's so important to make sure you take good care of your body, your mind, and your soul every single day, not just when you get sick. You got to learn how to eat right, reduce stress, exercise regularly, and also take some timeouts. Take a timeout when you need it. These are touchstones of self-care and can help you stay healthy, happy, and even resilient. I think one of the biggest mistakes we make, why we often fail at self-care, is because most of us become so busy. We have stressful jobs. We're so consumed with technology to make time for ourselves. Me time is usually the last thing on your agenda. I know I'm right about it, and I'm guilty of it. Even worse, we sometimes feel guilty about taking the time required to take care of ourselves. I know I do, and I'm being transparent right now. So I think it's very necessary to get started with self-care, taking care of yourself. And I know many of you may ask, how do I engage in self-care? Let me tell you, I'm going to give you a couple of ways that you can get started in taking care of yourself or self-care. The very first thing is making sleep part of your self-care routine. Oh, I know this is tough for a lot of us. I know it's a tough thing to do, to carve out time, intentional time to get sleep. Sleep can have a huge effect on how you feel, both emotionally and physically. Not getting enough sleep can cause major health issues, but stress and other distractions can wreak havoc on your sleep. That's why it's important to make sleep a part of your self-care routine. Reducing stress is also important. If you have work-related stresses, think about the best ways you can calm yourself after a hard day to relax more while on your job. Another way of taking care of yourself is by daily exercising. Exercise daily is part of your self-care routine. Now, I'm not telling you to go to the gym and max out on the weights, but at least take a brisk walk throughout your day. Go to the gym every once in a while. Take care of your body. Your body is God's temple. Your body is God's dwelling place. And just like you don't want anybody coming to a cluttered house or a dirty house when you have visitors, take care of your body, that it may be a temple where the Holy Spirit may dwell and abide. Exercise daily as part of your self-care routine. Next, eat right. Yes, it's important to eat right. Take care of your body. It's the only one you're going to get while you're on the face of the earth. You're not going to get another one, so you better take care of it. Next, say no. Practice saying no to others and saying yes to yourself. Learning to say no is kind of hard. Now, I'll be the first to admit, learning to say no is really hard because many of us feel obligated to say yes, even when someone asks for our time, energy, or anything else. Now, if you're really stressed or overworked, saying yes to loved ones can lead to burnout, anxiety, or even irritability. It may take a little more practice, but once you learn how to politely say no, trust me, you'll start to feel more self-confident and you'll have more time for your self-care. Another way to take care of yourself, take a self-care trip. Yeah, a self-care trip. Taking a self-care trip can make a huge difference in your life. Even if you're not feeling stressed or getting away for a weekend, every now and then can help you disconnect, relax, and get rejuvenated, refueled. These self-care trips don't have to be costly. A simple drive to the next town over or see the sights, go camping nearby. The ultimate goal is to veer away from your normal schedule and take time to do something just for yourself. You can take a self-care break by just getting outside. Spending time outside can help you reduce stress, lower your blood pressure. Studies have shown that getting outside can help reduce fatigue. Yeah, making it a great way to overcome symptoms of depression and burnout. Another form of self-care is by going to get a pedicure or manicure, a massage, a nice haircut, getting your hair done, ladies. These are ways of taking care of yourself that help build confidence and help you feel better about yourself. But now I'm at an age and stage in my life where I realize the importance and necessity of taking care of myself. I'm going to pause for the calls and I'm coming back with more tips that I really believe that will be a blessing to you to help you in your self-care. I'll be right back.
Life is not a sprint. It's a marathon. During this race, we all have to go through different challenges, obstacles, and roadblocks. But take comfort in knowing you don't have to do life alone. Kara Barker's 100-Day Prayer Journal, Hallelujahs and Hiccups, is packed with daily motivation and encouraging messages that will inspire you to reach your God-given potential. We will all experience hiccups in life, but it's how we respond to life's unexpected curveballs that will determine our ability to bounce back. Hallelujahs and Hiccups caters to women from all walks of life. Whether you're an executive in the corporate arena or a high school student, this daily dose of spiritual inspiration will help you navigate through life's daily challenges. Hallelujahs and Hiccups by Kara Barker. Order your copy today.
You're listening to the Hope Hop Podcast with Lonnie Barker.
Welcome back. Today we are discussing the necessities of self-care. Taking care of self. Keep you as a priority. Keep yourself at the forefront of every decision you make. Yes, it's important to consider others or be considerate. That's a kind thing to do. However, it is just as important to think of yourself. It is just as important to take care of yourself. That's what we're talking about today. Self-improvement, self-awareness, taking care of yourself, improving yourself every single day. There's a riddle I share with kids anytime I get a chance to go out and hang out with them. I ask them the question, and it's funny their reaction or their responses. I ask the question of, what is the biggest room in the world? I'm asking you that question. Think about it. What is the biggest room in the world? The biggest room in the world. You ready for the answer? Room for improvement. There is always room for improvement. Don't ever get too complacent or comfortable with where you are, because there's always room to grow. There's always room to improve. There's always areas in your life that can use some fine tuning, just like the area of self-care for many of us. Taking care of ourselves every day on a daily basis. Do something to improve yourself. In today's fast-paced world, we tend to turn to our phones for entertainment, comfort, scrolling through news feeds. Believe it or not, this can contribute to our stress and our anxiety rather than helping it. Consider taking a break and reading a book, a self-help book. Take some time to read books on self-care, self-improvement, self-awareness, so that you can learn more about how to take care of yourself. While you're taking care of yourself, then you can take care of others. You'll be amazed at the difference it can make when you slow down instead of always looking at your phone. Not only can it help improve your mood, but it can also help you stay more present and mindful. Schedule yourself some self-care time and guard that time with everything you have. It can be hard for us all the time to have extra time, believe it or not, but it's extremely important to regularly plan self-care time. Moments alone can help you ponder the best way to move forward in your life and keep you grounded. Every once in a while, I just like to sit to myself. No music, no television, no phone, nothing. Just me, myself, and I in total silence, just so that I could regain my thoughts and get recentered, becoming one with myself. It's a de-stressor. It allows me to find peace, and it helps calm my day. I'm able to gather my thoughts. I'm able to plan and organize and strategize. And I'm able to think about things that I need to improve on. So it doesn't take a long time to do, but every once in a while, it's good to stop, to silence the noise, regain your peace, recalibrate yourself, reflect on the things that matter, reprioritize your life, sort some things out, You cannot pour from an empty cup. It is absolutely impossible to love others more than you love yourself. It can't happen. No matter how hard you try, you cannot love anyone more than you love yourself. It's not possible. As we come to the close of the show, my time is up, but I want you to think on this. Give yourself the same care and attention that you give to others and watch yourself bloom. Your life is God's gift to you, but what you make of it is your gift to God. Thank you so much for hanging out with me. You're listening to the Hope Hop Podcast.
It's Hope Hop, that's what it is. Yeah. Let it come to you. It's Hope Hop, that's what it is. Yeah. Let it get into you.